So depending on what happens this week in those exciting baseball playoffs, it's looking more and more like New York and Detroit fans won't have the Knicks and the Pistons to help them through their pain if things go badly. And that goes for anyone, any sports fan in America looking forward to the NBA season. After a meeting in New York yesterday between deadlocked players and owners went badly, the opening weeks of the regular season seem to have been shelved. Mitch Lawrence of the New York Daily News, NBA columnist for the news, joins us once again. Mitch, what happened? What's the headline this morning?
Well, what happened was, like you said, they couldn't reach an agreement, 4 hours of negotiation, and there are no talks scheduled for the next few days. And David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, said because of that, and they're so far apart on the two biggest issues, he's going to cancel the first 2 weeks of the season on Monday, which would only be the second time in the league history that he's done that.
And the issue on the table yesterday that didn't go anywhere actually represented concessions, it seems to me, on both sides. Do the math for us, Mitch.
Have you got a whole day for that?
Yeah,
do the math. Well, here's the deal. Players right now get 57% of the revenue.
Right.
That's in their current contract, or the one that just expired back in June. Owners who claim losses want the players to come down, and the players have come down to 53%, and the owners still not happy with that. They wanted a 50-50 split, and they claim that they offered a 50-50 split, and there's a bone of contention there, John. The players say that, no, actually, they only really offered maybe 49%. So they're haggling, and they're still, each percentage point represents, I believe, about $40 million. So there's pretty far away in terms of the math there. And then the whole system of how it's going to be divided, they're not even close to on that. The mechanisms, the guaranteed contracts, the lengths of deals. So they're still, even like Adam Silver, the deputy commissioner, said, David Stern's right-hand man, even if they had gotten a 50-50 agreement on the money, they still had a long way to go on other things.
Let's put this in consumer terms. What should fans who are holding tickets think about the next couple of months? And what does a college student looking forward to the NCAA tournament and a possible NBA draft think about what's going on right now?
Well, fans, look, it's like the players. The players are ready to have to miss a lot of games. I think fans are going to have to feel like they're back in the 1998 lockout where they missed, you know, a lot of time. The lockout wasn't settled till early January, and it reduced the season from 82 games to 50. I think that's what we're looking at here. Players are pretty well dug in because for the last couple of years they've known what's coming because the negotiations actually started two Septembers ago. And actually, for an NBA player, for one of the very rare people in this country who can play in the NBA and looking forward to the draft, who knows? I mean, we don't know where we're going to be in June, let alone in January, let alone in June.
But at the very least, it looks like it's going to be less of a gold mine than it has been traditionally.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, they're going to, you know, I think what's going to happen here, the end game is that the players are going to have to take less money. And usually the guys who are get the worst of it are really people who aren't in the league yet, because the players are negotiating for the players really right now and not the guys who are going to be coming in the league.
And so who knows? Maybe the Seattle Seahawks will have a 7-foot center next year, huh?
The Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, the NFL will hire these NBA players, you know?
I don't know.
Well, that's
a
column.
Seattle, they just want an NBA team, never mind an NFL team. They, you know, their NBA team left. We'll see on that.
Read his column in the New York Daily News. Mitch Lawrence is the NBA columnist for the New York Daily News. The lockout continues. If there's no deal by Monday, the first 2 weeks of the regular season are canceled. Mitch, thanks so much.
Thank you.